Do we need to get you some WD-40? Because, I mean, I could hear that squeak.
Oh, okay, I guess. It's a squeak.
Just back there. Yeah, we could hear that. Okay, so police have arrested three men for burglarizing more than... Oh, wait, stop. Before we do that, starting on October the 3rd... Fox Radio News comes. We'll have... What's his name? Shepard Smith and other anchors. We'll get to new names. We won't hear about Lady Gaga being a big winner in the MTV Awards like we did in 7.
Yeah.
One can only hope.
We can't see Shepard Smith smirk, though, on the radio.
No, but maybe he'll smirk on the radio.
Unblinking eye.
That's right. Uh-huh. Think we can get promos? That'd be so cool.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. Next time he comes here, he'll actually be excited about it because, we'll be an affiliate.
Maybe he'll have to. Maybe we can get him to send him over here.
Yeah, sure, right. Okay. Yeah. We'll be holding our breath for that. October the 3rd, that's when it happens.
God almighty, I just love your optimism.
Yeah. Fox Radio. No, it'll be fine if we could.
Yeah.
I know he'd love to come over here and do that. We had Jim Bohannon. Jim Bohannon did the show with us.
Yeah, old Jimbo.
Yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm. Anyway. Police have arrested three men for burglarizing more than 18 homes in New Hampshire. But the case ends up making the victims look more stupid than anything else. These guys reportedly stole $200,000 in personal property from residents. It took officials a while to put all the cases together because even though the burglars were able to attack each house when no one was home, there was nothing that really connected one to the other, or at least it seemed until they dug a little bit and found out that every single victim had posted on Bookface announcing that they were going away on vacation or they wouldn't be home for a few days. Mm. And each of those victims had their Bookface accounts set for public display. Sometimes you get what you ask for. So, there's just no reason you really need to be telling people that. But anyway. Ooh, listen to this. We talked about Lick Creek Park out in College Station and how it's
overrun with beasts, apparently.
Yeah, well, apparently of all kinds.
Right.
We had wild hogs out there for a while, rooting things up.
Yeah, now we got snakes.
Yeah. And the idea
unleashed dogs.
Put your doggy on a leash. Well, we'll see. A dog park in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Why does this surprise me? Is being lit by the... Do you have the little kid saying...
Oh, sure.
Stuff? Okay, so a dog park in Cambridge, Massachusetts being lit up by the... of the dogs who visit it.
Lit up?
Lit up. Dog walkers are encouraged to deposit their pets. Yep.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. Their
it was premature.
Yeah,
it was
their pets.
Pre-poop. Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That stuff. Mm-hmm. At a methane digster called the Park Spark, which then will turn it into a burnable gas that will power one lamp post.
One whole lamp post,
yeah.
Huh?
The team behind the project hopes the park will be busy enough to power other objects like popcorn stands or projectors for community events.
I don't think you want to, I realize that the two shall never meet, but I don't think you want to power a food product.
Generator.
Generator,
will,
yes.
Yeah. I just...
With something like that.
Again, I'm sure for any number of reasons, listening to the town council meetings in Cambridge, Massachusetts would be delightful.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be so fun because middle of the road would be an absolute right-wing crazy to them, I'm sure. But who's making the presentation? How much is this thing going to cost so that they can pick up the dog stuff?
Sorry.
It's okay. Yeah. And then what, they're going to have to carry it over to the Park Spark? If the Park Spark is 300 feet away, I'm really not going to probably carry that around with me. I'll probably put it in a trash receptacle nearby, but
well, and if you use the little plastic glove,
yes,
would you not counteract any environmental positive effects with all the plastic gloves you're going to be using?
That's a good point. Unless you take the glove home, wash it, and promise to reuse it.
Right. I think you should just go ahead and barehand it. Just take one for the team.
Take one for the team.
Yeah.
And then maybe they'll have those squirty hand sanitizers.
Yeah.
There,
why not?
For you.
Oh, don't
why
say
not?
Squirty.
Yeah. To take care of all that stuff for you. Anyway, that's what they're doing in Cambridge, Massachusetts, because they're just like us. A bar in Germany doing its part to put the unemployed back to work. The Kindlekloss pub has set up an advice kiosk within the bar to give people pointers on how to get jobs. The desk is manned by two local social workers who say they want to help struggling people get back to work. The owner of the pub says about 25% of his customers are unemployed, so the idea seems to make sense. Okay. Quit drinking and let's go over and get some information about how you can get employed. Hello?
Yeah, they're going to have shoe cleaning stations by those things.
You know, it's an excellent point.
Yeah, because what happens if you miss?
Yeah. Good. Well, yeah. Are you going to toss? Do you have to go place? Once again, maybe the little nappy that you're using, little napkin you're using, shouldn't be dropped in there along with the material that they're going to use to generate the energy. Sure, there are plenty of rules. But again, it's Cambridge, Massachusetts. All right, so you know BP has put out a lot of money, compensation money, to help folks along the coast. Mobile, Alabama's got a pretty good idea. They've taken $600,000 in BP oil compensation money, and they're going to have a Motley Crue concert.
Are they?
To bring the tourists back.
Yeah! Party.
Hey, that's it. I mean, nothing wrong with that. Know who your potential customers are, right? And I guess they're figuring Motley Crue works for them. All right, no winner Saturday night in the Powerball lottery. That means that Wednesday night's drawing is going to be $94 million. Anytime it gets near 100, we let you know. Of course, it's played in 41 states, and we know your chances to win are 1 in 195 million, but what the heck. All right, the John Hancock Center. This is the big, tall building in Chicago, tallest building. Plans to build an ice skating rink on the 94th floor.
Don't slip.
It will be the world's highest
Don't you know it? Yeah.
skating rink.
Yeah.
I'm going to hope that there's some sort of glass partitions on this because Chicago,
right.
94th floor,
uh-huh.
that won't hardly be cold at all. So you might want to.
Well, is it going to be indoors?
Well,
indoors.
That's what I'm saying.
Like at the Galleria or something.
I would guess that would be the case.
Yeah, if you opened it up, I mean, yikes.
Would be uncomfy.
Yes.
Well, again, it's Chicago. They're used to that, aren't they? Missing 7-year-old boy has been reunited with his family in India 4 months after he accidentally kicked a ball into a freight train boxcar, then got trapped in the train, and it took him that long to get back. The boy was playing close to train tracks when he scrambled into the boxcar to get his ball, but before he could jump down, the train pulled away, carried him hundreds of miles from his home in Bangalore. He was discovered by railway police at a station 800 miles from where he lived. Local child welfare officials put him in a home for runaways while they began to search for his family. Could find no trace of his neighborhood or relatives where he claimed to be from. It's the fourth cardboard house stacked on top of the eighth row down from the 23rd Cross Street. Yeah, because that's how a lot of those folks live. Eventually, officials invited local TV companies to join into the search for the boy's family. They got an almost instant result when they did that, but 800 miles from home. All right, here we go. Here's some robot stories, back-to-back robot stories. New artificial skin fashioned out of flexible semiconductor materials can sense touch, making it possible to create robots with a grip delicate enough to hold an egg, yet strong enough to grasp a frying pan. Okay, so we're going to have short-order cooks now that are robots. Is that where we're going with that?
Oh, great.
Yeah.
They're going to have a little cigarette hanging out of their mouth?
Yeah, exactly.
Little hat.
Yeah, what do you have? Okay, scientists have
Order up.
Long struggled with a way to make robotic devices capable of adjusting the amount of force needed to hold or use different objects, the pressure-sensitive materials designed to overcome that challenge.
Oh.
Okay, so we got that going. Next. Do scientists not watch movies because the brainiacs at Georgia Institute of Technology?
Hey, the Ramblin' Wreck.
Is that what they want to be called now? Are they going to put that on their football helmets?
Well, that's what they've always been.
That's what they are, but now they're, wouldn't they want to say Georgia Tech? But nonetheless, they have constructed a robot that not only dupes its competitors, but actually can lie, cheat, hide things, and steal.
Well, then it can't be an Aggie.
No, it can't. We don't allow robots here who lie, cheat, or steal. Anyway, the group of scientists developed the algorithms that allow the robot to determine whether it should be deceiving a human or other intelligent machines, and thus develop techniques that help the robot select the best deceptive strategy to reduce its chance of being discovered. So a robot that lies, cheats, and steals, and one that can fry an egg. Hello? Well, you got to wait. We got stuff to do. Oh, did the Astros beat their record on Friday night? Did you hear about this? We know, you know, we're not talking really a lot about these world record things, but since this was the Astros, I mean, when you got a team that's, 42 games below 500?
Well, no, they've been doing pretty good in the second half. They're not that bad.
They apparently tried for the largest harmonica ensemble on Friday night.
Oh.
Harmonicas distributed to 10,000 fans in attendance.
Oh, no.
Who were taught to play a song by several celebrated harmonica players in video tutorials after the game. What did they? Did they win Friday night? Do you have any idea?
No, they didn't win Friday.
It's Friday night in Texas, okay? Mm-hmm. People are going to be streaming to the ballpark. Hello?
Yeah, I ran into the governor on Saturday.
Oh, did you?
He was in town.
Yes, he was.
He said he had a solution for the financial crisis.
All right.
Two words. Aggie Bucks.
Governor shook some hands. Along with other elected officials and higher-ups.
Early on, he was he's a good 10, 15 yards ahead of Chet.
Yeah, he was.
There was a little geography between them.
Well, but by the time it was over, you know what we noticed is nobody pet the dogs, and maybe you can't. But, I mean, shouldn't you ask the dog to shake hands with you?
Yeah.
I mean, I know they don't have a vote, but I'm just saying.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you know, they put in time, too. What happened, folks, is it was First Responders Day at the football game, and they lined folks up. End of end zone to end of end zone. And then I think, you would know, Chase, it was the governor.
Governor Chet Edwards, along with Morris Foster, who's the chairman of the Board of Regents,
right.
and President Bowen Lofton. Yeah.
Shook hands with all those folks down there, and that was neat that they did that. Did take a while, probably tired hands. And then those Jets flew by about as low and slow as they could.
I was shocked at how slow they were going.
Yeah, I mean, that we were talking about that. That's probably about as slowly as they could go. Still, it took them like, you know, 15 seconds to get from the racetrack to Kyle Field.
Right.
Yeah. Would have liked to have seen them come through at full speed. But it is neat. Good performance. Always great to see those Jets come into town and for the football game. It's 7:25.